بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear respected listeners, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about the fasting on the day of Arafah. First of all, when is day of Arafah? Day of Arafah is the day before Yawmul Nahar. Yawmul Nahar is the day of Eid, where we sacrifice the animal. Qurban we call it. The day before Yawmul Nahar, Yawmul Eid, is the day of Arafah. On that day, where brothers who have been for Hajj, they know, they've experienced that day where people are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading a lot of takbir, tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get together, etc. So this is to from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person who fasts on that day, Yawm Arafah, Prophet says, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 2 years of your sins. The year that went by, last year, and the year to come. Those 2 years. The previous year, and the year to come. Just fasting on that one day, Allah will forgive. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I hope that Allah forgives those sins. This is the virtue of fasting on that day. Very blessed day. And from last week, from last khutbah, we were talking about the virtue of the 10 days of Zulhijjah. How important Zulhijjah is. How we treat the month of Ramadan. How we treat month of Ramadan very special. And we do extra. We see everyone does extra. That's why the masajids are full. We do extra. We try our best. Even though throughout the year we may not be doing best, but when the month of Ramadan comes, we try our best. That extra effort will, doesn't matter, every majority of the people will push ourselves in the month of Ramadan. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرُ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, that he takes oath of dawn and the 10 nights. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And these nights, these days, refer to the days of Zulhijjah, the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And when person takes oath, this is to show how important it is. The conversation, to make the conversation more important, the person will take oath. Wallahi, billahi, etc. To show people how serious I am. So Allah takes oath and says about how important these 10 days are. So we, as believers, the way we treat the month of Ramadan, we should treat those 10 days the same. Because in a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are no deeds that are done in those 10 days. The deeds that we do in those 10 days are better than any deeds that are done throughout the year. And some scholars have said that even including Ramadan, but not the last 10 days of Ramadan, but at least the first 20 days of Ramadan. Why not the last 10 days of Ramadan? Because in the month of the last 10 days of Ramadan, you have Laylatul Qadr. That is better than 1,000 months. At least the 20 days of Ramadan. So over here we see how important it is to worship in the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And then comes Yawm Arafah. The day where if we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins. And it's a very authentic hadith, hadith of Muslim. Where Allah subhanahu, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hopes that Allah forgives 2 years of our sins. And this is one of the form of ibadah, fasting. There are other ways. Reciting the Quran, doing dhikr, doing takbir. And on that day, on the day of Arafah at Fajr, it becomes necessary, wajib upon every believer after every fard salah. After every fard salah on the day of Arafah, to recite the takbir at least once. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. It starts on the day of Arafah. When is day of Arafah now? On Wednesday. It is on Thursday. So day of Arafah is the day before, so it will be, we will start our takbir on Wednesday, the coming Wednesday. When? Ba'd al-Fajr. After Fajr will be our first takbir. After Fard. Now we pray, some of us may pray Fajr at home. Some of us may pray Fajr alone. Some may pray Fajr with congregation. So, doesn't matter how you pray Fajr, how you pray your Fard Salah. After your Fard Salah, you're alone, you're praying in congregation. Once you have to recite. It is wajib to recite the takbir. You're alone, it doesn't mean you have to, for you to say the takbir, you have to be in the masjid or you have to be praying with congregation. No. Even you're praying at home, and you're praying, say, Dhuhr Salah, alone, followed. After that, you alone, you say the takbir. So it starts on Wednesday, after Fajr Salah. All day Wednesday, and the takbir, you will complete the takbir on the 13th of Zulhijjah, at Asr. We will start on Yawm Arafah on the 9th of Zilhijjah at Fajr all the way till the 13th of Zilhijjah at Asr. Fajr all the way till Asr of the 13th of Zilhijjah. So Wednesday is the 9th, 13th will be Sunday. Sunday Asr will be we will complete our takbir. Sunday Asr will be our last of takbir. No last, but the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be at the salah. That's Thursday, all salahs, all five salahs in Thursday, all salahs on Wednesday. That's the day it starts from Fajr. All salahs on Thursday, even including Eid Salah. Yawm al-Nahar is the day after Yawm Arafah. So on the day of Eid, even after Eid Salah, we recite the takbir. All the salahs, Fard Salahs, on Eid day, that's Thursday, all the salahs that are done on Friday, including Jumu'ah Salah. And then all the Salahs that are done on Saturday and Sunday from Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr. Asr will be our last, we'll complete it at Asr. And from Maghrib onwards, we don't. So these are nearly 5 days of takbir we have to do, becomes wajib upon us. And the reason of takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what are we saying? Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. We are showing Allah our belief. There is no God but you, Allah. There is no partners with you but you, Allah. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar. And Allah, Wallahu Akbar, you are the greatest. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. Walillahi alhamd. And to you belongs all praises. We are glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even on the day of Eid, it is sunnah to do the takbir. To do the takbir. Amongst the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came for Eid Salah, he'll use one route. On returning, he'll use a different route. And when he's going for Eid al-Adha, his takbir, he will say loudly. He does the takbir, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loudly. So this tells us that when we are coming for Eid Salah on Thursday, we must make sure that to follow the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say the takbir loudly. There and back. On the days of takbir, from Yawm Arafah, Yawm Eid, till all the way to 13th of Zil Hijjah, men will recite the takbir loudly, but women will recite the takbir with a low voice. With a low voice, that's the only difference between men and women, that women will recite the takbir with low voice. So when we recite the takbir, we should try our best to make this affect our hearts. Like Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There's one thing, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, not even thinking of what we're saying. And it's very simple. The meaning for this one line is very, very simple. We're glorifying Allah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are nothing. You're the greatest, Allah. We are nothing. We have cars, homes, money. That's nothing, Ya Allah. This means nothing. Without you, this car, these homes, the status we have is nothing. You are the greatest, Ya Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah is the one who gives our status. Allah is the one who will elevate us. Allah is the one who will disgrace us. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The kingdom is in the hands of Allah. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Upon everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir. He's powerful. Nothing can overcome him. So when we say these takbir, ponder upon what we're saying. Make those words effect. Why did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say these words? Why did the companions say these words? It is to affect them. It is to be a reason why. The same way we need to make this takbir affect our hearts.
all the dirt in our hearts,
we take them away.
We wipe them away with this takbir. The Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but you, Allah. Only you I believe in. Only you I will prostrate to. Only you I will listen to. Only your commandments I will listen to. Not the commandments of shaitan. Not the ways of shaitan. Not the ways of the kuffar. Not the ways of anyone else but you, Allah. La ilaha illallah. Only you I will believe in. Only you, Allah, I will believe in. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You are the greatest. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ Oh Allah, to you belongs all praises. You have given me everything. You have given this life. You have given me a family. You have given me food to eat, water to drink. You have given me ease in this and comfort compared to other people. Ya Allah, what more do I want? وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ To you belongs all praises. Who do I praise? Do I praise my employers? Do I praise other people? No. These were the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the means to help us, for us to be in this good position. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ So when we, my dear respected brothers and sisters, when we recite this takbir, let this takbir affect our hearts. Let this, you know, wipe all the evil, all the sins, all the dirt that is in our hearts. Let this takbir wipe everything away from us. Ponder upon what we are saying. Ponder. Comes in a hadith that a servant on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will call him forward. Yawmul Hisab, the day of account. He will call him forward. That servant, he knows he didn't do anything good in this world. He didn't do anything good in this world. So he's thinking, why is Allah, why am I getting stopped? Why am I getting, you know, it's very simple. I didn't do anything good, then I'll have to go and, you know, go to the fire of hell. So he's confused. Why have I been stopped? Then he asks, the angel, why did you stop me? The angel says that when you were in the dunya, there was a night you were trying to sleep. You were twisting, you were turning. You couldn't go sleep. But what you've done that night, you're twisting from right to left, left to right, to go sleep. You mentioned the name of Allah. You said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, with sincerity. For this, Allah forgave all your sins and enters you into paradise. This is just, you know, pondering upon the words of Allah. Who Allah is. Who Allah is. Now imagine when we say the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, we mean it. You know, when we, between couples, you know, we say we love you. I love you, you know. We say all those other things. You know, there's one at the beginning stage, they really mean it. So this has to be with Allah. We mean what we're saying. Allahu Akbar. You are the greatest. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ To Allah belongs all praises. We are nothing without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected listeners, on the day of Eid, there will be 4 salah in total. 1 salah will be taking place in Alexandroid Masjid. That's going to be at 9:30.
three jama'ah will be taking place in Aisha Masjid. The first jama'ah in Aisha Masjid will commence at 8 a.m. The second jama'ah will take place at 10 o'clock a.m. And the last jama'ah will be at 11:15. So, in total there will be four between Alexandra Road Masjid and Aisha Masjid. Alexandra Road Masjid will be 9:30 a.m. Aisha Masjid, the first one will be at 8 a.m. The second one will be at 10 o'clock. And the last one will be 11:15. So brothers and sisters who live close by, who can walk it, try your best to walk it, inshallah. Because we've seen from previous experience, you know, so many brothers and sisters are coming and, you know, it's very difficult, you know, people who are coming from far, for them to park their cars, because there's no, you know, where can we park? So either we share cars, or we leave our cars and we walk it. We walk it to the masjid, inshallah. The best thing, second best thing we could do is we can share cars and come to the masjid. But one thing we must make sure we don't do is disturb others. What does it mean by disturbing others? It means that parking in a place where when another person comes, parking in someone else's driveway or parking in an inappropriate place where someone comes out, they can, you know, take the car in or out that place. So this is harmful for another person. We come to do act of worship, at the same time we've committed sin behind us. We have hurt someone else. So please try to think about all of those things and inshallah come for Eid Salah, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers, inshallah, if all the brothers can come on to your right side and use all the rooms that are there, so the brothers who are coming later on can use the space at the back, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.